Tens of thousands of women in Brazil have taken to the streets across the country to protest against the far-right presidential candidate, Jair Bolsonaro. Mr. Bolsonaro, who's leading most polls for next Sunday's vote, has angered many Brazilians with remarks perceived as sexist, racist and homophobic. He says his enemies have distorted his comments. BBC News. Thousands of opposition activists in the Democratic Republic of Congo have held a peaceful rally in the capital, Kinshasa, 3 months before long-delayed elections are due to be held. Four parties have candidates hoping to replace President Joseph Kabila, who has retained power beyond his constitutional mandate. One of the opposition leaders barred from running, the former warlord Jean-Pierre Bemba, told the crowd that they must unite behind a single candidate to bring to an end what he termed the desolation of the past 17 years. President Trump has shed new light on his relationship with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He said the two sides had been close to war before his diplomatic engagement. Mr. Trump was speaking at a Republican election rally in West Virginia.
That was a big, big problem. And you know the interesting? When I did it, and I was really being tough, and so was he, and we would go back and forth, and then we fell in love. Okay? No, really. He wrote me beautiful letters. And they're great letters. We fell in love.
He acknowledged that his critics would see the idea of him falling in love with Kim Jong-un as horrible and unpresidential. Riot police in Nicaragua have used stun grenades and tear gas to break up the latest protest against President Daniel Ortega. Opposition activists were gathering for a march in the capital, Managua, when police moved in to enforce a ban on demonstrations. One journalist said he was beaten with a rifle butt. The pioneering American blues singer and guitarist Otis Rush has died at the age of 84. Otis Rush was a leading figure in the Chicago blues scene of the 1950s and 60s and influenced a generation of rock musicians. His biggest hit, I Can't Quit You Baby, was covered by both Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones. BBC News.